It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's December 14th and 15th, depending on when you're listening to this. We had a bunch of snow the week prior, and this week, rainy. For my running friends, big shout out for doing the Santa Shuffle last Saturday. About 3,000 people in Santa outfits ran up and down Elm Street for a 3-miler out and back. And then some of us Sunday went to Freeport to do the Jingle Bell Run for arthritis awareness and research and development. And those of you that are listening to this on the 14th, there's still time to do the Jingle Bell Run that's in Concord at a Runlet School on Sunday, December 15th. In fact, if you're listening to this Sunday morning, December 15th at 7 a.m. when this runs, you should also be able to have the time to go down to Runlet and register, because we want the last of the three Jingle Bell Runs to raise the most money. And that's right out of Concord. Runlet School. And what people don't realize is one out of four people in the United States, which includes New Hampshire, of course, which would mean about 300,000 people are affected by doctor-diagnosed arthritis, and 2,000 young children, 18 and under, are affected by juvenile arthritis. In fact, a startling statistic is that more children are affected by juvenile arthritis than juvenile diabetes. So interesting. But switching gears, this weekend joining me is my former colleague and great friend, Lori Weisbrot, who is residing in New Hampshire. Now, Lori, thank you for staying in New Hampshire. I guess I brought you into New Hampshire, and here you are.
And glad to be here, Tom.
Thank you. And of course, let's give everybody your background. So Lori is one of the most eclectic and smart people that I know. He was our actuary, FSA, Fellow Society of Actuary, and I'm going to ask Lori to explain that. But what was always intriguing for myself and for our board of directors was Lori had a bunch of other skills. He could actually, you know, present in a boardroom, could sing, had a huge sense of humor. So, and as Lori knows, and in most insurance companies, you have an actuary, and they're very important. They're the ones that make sure the company remains profitable and sustainable. But you pretty much kept them in an office, never to see the boardroom, but Lori did a great job, and in fact trained his replacement, Courtney Morin, is also a fellow Society of Actuary, and she's doing great. So that succession plan worked, Lori. So congratulations.
Well, thank you, Tom.
So thank you for all you've done for our company. Northeast Delta Dental is very sustainable in terms of the long run. We've built our reserves to a point where we can make the multi-million-dollar investments in things like the public exchange, as well as acquiring a company called Previsor, which really has allowed us to revolutionize the dental insurance business. It also allows us to give back to the community. No money, no mission, but you can't give back to the community unless you're a company that has the money to invest in it. So Lori, you sang opera, you've been on the opera board, but today you want to talk about the Community Concert Association. So tell us what that's all about.
The Community Concert Association brings concerts to the Audi, the Concord Auditorium, 5 times a year, and our job is to go out and find the talent and bring that people will enjoy coming to see, and then bring it in and get it and negotiate down a low enough rate that we can afford to pay for it. The Concord City Auditorium, or the Audi, not to be confused with the Audi, which is the car.
The car that brought me over here, but the how do you pronounce it again?
Audi.
And I know that, but yeah. Go ahead.
It was completed and opened to the public in 1904. It's a treasure for the city. It might be an unknown treasure. An awful lot of people don't even know it exists. At the start of the 20th century, a lot of New Hampshire cities and towns were developing their city halls, municipal centers, and many of these included opera houses. Concord already had an opera house. White's Opera House was at Main and Park Streets. So they called the new theater the Concord City Auditorium, which, of course, they shortened to the Audi. Mr. White actually challenged this in court. He lawsuits are not only a thing of today. They went back over 100 years. But, you know, you can't fight City Hall, and the city prevailed in the courts. And it's a good thing, because the White Opera House burned down in the 1920s. 115 years later, the Audi remains an invaluable community resource.
Now, I get the flyers from the Audi, and also have seen a few shows there, and we obviously, Northeast Delta Dental has contributed to it. So why do you think, this is kind of a, there's no right answer to this, but why do you think it remains like a hidden jewel? And I think in general, in New Hampshire, what I have found is longtime residents, you know, have never gone to like the Discovery Center. They've never gone to the Flume. But here we are, we have this great auditorium that has all these great performances. Why do you think it remains a hidden jewel?
Part of it is that there's very little development being done. None of the groups has that associated with the Audi has a development director. It's all done through volunteer effort. When I joined the board of the Concord Community Association, I asked, "Is there an executive director? Is there a development director?" And I was told, "No, we don't have the money for that." And this day and age, if you can't get out there and advertise yourself, it's very hard to get people to show up.
As we know from the symphony orchestra, from the any arts organization, you're now competing with so many greater needs. I know when I do fundraising, you know, for the New Hampshire Business Committee for the Arts or for the Capital Center of the Arts or any organization, it's like sometimes the person on the other end, and this might be a CEO to CEO conversation, you're saying, well, where does the arts stack up vis-a-vis, you know, homelessness and food insecurity? And you and I both know that without arts, there's no civility, and it's the arts economy is really huge and really important component. So if you help out with any sort of fundraising, like what's your argument on the importance of the arts?
It's emotional and spiritual growth. I don't see how you can be a complete person if you don't have a good grounding in the arts.
So you've been involved now with the three arts groups that you're a member of, the Concord Community Concert Association. What about tell us about the recent concert, was it called the Brubeck Brother?
The Brubeck Brothers was our most recent concert. That was in November. These are the children of the late, great Dave Brubeck. It was a fabulous concert. And they teased their finale number through the entire thing, which, of course, is the one that they're most famous for, Take Five. And they did their whole concert. They played a lot of great jazz pieces. And then they said goodnight. Everyone gave the big applause. And their encore number, they didn't even introduce it. They simply started the drum roll that introduces the number, and the audience went wild.
I was going to say the crowd must have went wild.
It was phenomenal. And one of the nice things about the Community Concert Association concerts is that we bring in artists who are willing to talk to the audience. And after the concert, the Brubeck Brothers did stay around and answer questions from the audience. So it was a great night.
Now, it sounds like you have a role in attracting the artists to come to Concord. Tell the audience what that process is like. I mean, do you go to New York City?
I don't. It used to be a lot more formal. Back in the 1930s, Arthur Judson, who later founded CBS, became president of the Columbia Concerts Corporation. He managed about 125 artists who were looking to keep working during the Great Depression. They needed to find work. So he put together these prepackaged shows and encouraged municipalities around the country to develop concert associations where they would sell a subscription to a 3, 4, 5 concert season. That way, everything was paid for in advance. There was if you had a clunker in there or something that people didn't want to come to, didn't matter. It was paid for. along with the great concerts. And so instead of simply going to New York and Boston and Chicago, they would hit the cities in between the big venues. And that way, places like Concord got these terrific shows. That lasted actually until the early 80s, when that group, through financial problems, disbanded. And that's when we had to start looking for our own talent. There were similar organizations. There was one in Nashua. I'm sorry, try that again. One in Nashville, Tennessee, country music. And more of the time, we're just, it's whom do you know? Who have you heard? Where have you gone to see an artist you like or a group you like? And do you think we can get them to come to Concord?
And then I assume you deal with their agent and negotiate a fee?
Yes.
And it sounds like in working and listening to folks in other theater venues, in New Hampshire, such as the Capitol Center of the Arts and the Palace, that with the internet the way it is, that some pretty well-known artists are actually willing to come to Concord or Manchester just for the opportunity, because there seem even very well-known artists now, because there's so much competition for the entertainment dollar, would like to perform live. And whether it's the Audi or the Capitol Center of the Arts or the Palace Theater, these are actually pretty well-known venues. And so I'm glad it's working out for you. I'm sure the association and the Audi haven't enjoyed having you part of the team.
I fear they're grooming me to take over. I'm not ready to lead the organization.
Well,
yet.
That will be our tease after commercial break. We'll talk about why, when someone retires, they're just as busy as before they retired. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this weekend, December 14th and 15th, is my great colleague and friend, Lori Weisbrot, who worked with me at Northeast Delta Dental for many years, kept the company financially sound, trained his successor, and now is off into happy retirement land. But as we were embarking on this conversation just before break, he's been quite busy as a retiree. Just a quick reminder for my running friends, if you listen to this either December 14th or the morning of the 15th, there's still time to register and go down to Runlet School right here in Concord. The race for arthritis does not start until 9:30, so we're hoping for the biggest turnout ever. And we hope to, well, we know Amber Ferreira, world-famous triathlete who lives right here in Concord, will be one of the runners. So if you want to raise money for arthritis, see Amber and see all your running friends, please come on down. So back to Lori Weisbrot. So again, Lori was an actuary. So the question I have for you before we get into specifically a preview of the upcoming shows at the Concord City Auditorium, more commonly known as the Audi, how did you get, introduced to the arts? How does an actuary, get involved with the arts in general? And then two, once you retired from Delta, I mean, how did you get yourself involved, with the association and the auditorium?
Well, Tom, for about the last 35 or 40 years, I've been doing some singing, mostly doing Gilbert and Sullivan shows.
And he's really good, folks, by the way.
I'm told, by people like you.
It's true.
I've sung at the Audi with the Concord Coachman and Piccola Opera, and I appeared in the Community Players of Concord production of Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance. Well, the Audi is community supported, and part of that support is that the members are volunteered, and I'll put that in quotes, to come and help out. We get out the annual mailing, we paint the stage, we mop the floors. I was very welcomed to change all the light bulbs because I'm
You're
tall.
You're tall.
And I could reach the light bulbs with or without standing on a ladder. So after 3 years of pitching in, they approached me to join the board of the Concert Association. There are some traditions at the Audi. One of them is that children attend free. And that was in 1930 when they first were forming the Concert Association. That was one of their guiding principles. And it persists to this day. When you buy a membership, however many kids under 18 you have in the family, you pay nothing additional for the kids. And this was the founders of this association back in the late 20s, early 30s, wanted the city children to understand that music didn't only come from those Victrola records, that they're actually live musicians who get up on stage and create the music.
So that's the history. And just for everybody that's out there, I know the City Auditorium could use membership dollars. It's run very strategically, frugal. Also, corporations, you know, becoming a sponsor is very important. Those of us that do fundraising for all arts organizations know that the tickets to a show cover only a portion, you know, of the artist fee. So I'm hoping that one of the values of having Lori with me this weekend is we get some more memberships and some corporate sponsors. So there's a lot going on in the holiday season going into 2020. So why don't you, Lori, give us a preview of all the upcoming shows at the Audi?
Okay, Tom. Coming up in, we've had a few shows in December, and coming up early in 2020 is A Grand Time for Singing, which will grace the stage in February. There will be three local singing groups, chorus groups, the New Hampshire Gay Men's Chorus, the Suncook Valley Chorale, and the New Hampshire Master Chorale. Most of the concerts take place in the evening, but this one is a 3 p.m. Sunday matinee.
What's the date of that?
You would ask me that?
Well, it's in February.
It's in February, and I will have that for you while I'm talking about the next one.
While you're looking for that, one of the things I thought it was interesting when we were preparing for the show, and I hadn't realized this, but on the Martin Luther King Day holiday, there's a, for lack of a better term, volunteer fest at the Audi where the community is welcome to come and fold letters and stuff envelopes. So tell us about MLK Day event and then get back to the upcoming shows.
Yes, that's the pitch-in day, and we stuff envelopes to announce the rest of the current season and invite people to contribute for the next season, and then we also wash the floors. We might paint the stage. The last pitch-in, I managed to paint the entire stage a flat black.
Wow.
Lovely.
So do people just show up at 9 o'clock, or how does that work?
That's it. All are welcome. Anyone in the Concord area who would like to come is welcome, but they especially ask for volunteers from the groups that perform on the stage.
If your son or daughter needs some community service, here's a great opportunity.
That Grand Time for Singing concert is on Sunday, February 23rd. The next one after that is Richard Dowling. He's a pianist, a very fine pianist. There are two Nutcrackers coming up, but by two of the ballet groups in the area. There's a dance extravaganza, Rhythm of the Night, on January 29th. With 150 dancers from 10 area schools.
So if you became a member for 2020, would you get preferred seating for all of those shows?
Seating is always open.
Okay.
It's rush seating. Unfortunately, we do not fill the theater. It's an 850-seat theater, and if we get 300 at a show, that's considered a big house, which is a shame because these are fantastic shows. I'd love to see more people show up.
And I'm a big believer in the rising tide helps float all boats. So with the Capital Center of the Arts and the new Bank of New Hampshire Theater, and I know Mark Ciborowski is trying to rejuvenate the Phoenix Hall, how would you differentiate the Audi from those? Again, I think as shows thrive in those other venues, I think in some respects it can only help because people will have arts, you know, and performances on their mind. But how would you, you know, there's no right answer to this, but how would, off the top of the head, would you differentiate the Audi from, let's say, a show that might be at the Capitol Center of the Arts?
Did I stump you? The Audi is totally volunteer. The costs are low. They're lowest for community nonprofit groups, and they're highest for non-resident for-profit groups. But it's a sliding scale of cost to perform there. So the more sweat equity you have as a group by sending people to pitch in, the less you have to pay to come and use the auditorium. That does not happen with the other locations. Okay.
And so this is our appeal to get people to attend all the great shows at the auditorium, as well as become a member, be a corporate sponsors. Are there any other shows you want to highlight for 2020 that will get your...
Yes,
that...
our final show, April 25th, is a group called Duo Baldo. And if you're familiar with Victor Borgia and his piano extravaganzas and his making... his punning on the English language and all of the things he does, they do the same thing, but it's two guys with violins. And I am really looking forward to it.
Wow, that sounds interesting. So we mentioned that on Martin Luther King Day that we're looking for pitch-in day volunteers. Or you in particular, have stimulated the audience who follows this show to want to get involved with the Audi, what would you suggest how they would get involved?
All you have to do is show up. We're at 2 Prince Street, which is just adjacent to the police station, and just down the street a couple of doors from the library and City Hall, and show up and be ready to work. I'd say wear your oldest jeans because you might get dirty, but it's a great feeling to, and you meet a lot of nice people. You meet people who've been in the city for years. I've only been living in Concord for the last 5 years. I've worked here the 15 years before that when I was at Delta Dental, and it really gives you a chance to get in touch with members of the community who are committed to the community, and you'll enjoy yourself.
That was the great thing about Lori. I mean, he was our actuary, so, and you would think, well, you know, he wasn't involved, but he was, even though he's technically only been living here for 5 years. He was very well, much engaged, you know, the prior 15 years. So it seems like you'll be, you know, maybe taking over a leadership position. So what's kind of your vision for the auditorium?
Too soon to say, Tom.
But
I'm sorry to leave you hanging.
But it's resource rich in the sense that it has a long history. The shows that are there are unbelievably positive. I know I've been to a few of them. The capacity is 800.
854, I believe, is the official capacity.
And it's volunteer driven. So in sort of traditional New Hampshire style, you know, your tickets for the shows are going to a very frugal budget, and it's amazing that we have this jewel. So, Lori Weisbrot, final word.
Well, Tom, I'm, as you said, I do a lot more than most actuaries might do. Most actuaries are considered very introverted. And I'm an extroverted actuary, which means I look at your shoe tops when I talk to you.
So, yeah, well, that's funny. Lori was really, like I said in the first part of the show, we were so blessed to have him in our boardroom. Well, I wish you a lot of luck. Hope to see you at the auditorium, and I'll see you around during the holiday season.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Thank you to Lori Weisbrot and talking about the Concord City Auditorium, more commonly known as the Audi. Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.